Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have a great show!
And while you were celebrating America last night on the 90-minute special with Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, Tom Hanks, too. He hosted the thing. It was great last night.
You might have missed the most exciting basketball game since LeBron James left. Hit it, Brian. Come on.
Tonight we're gonna take no prisoners.
What do you mean?
Cavaliers in two overtimes last night beat the new Big Three. The team in the East that a lot of people think are going to win it all, or at least give that LeBron character a run for his money, Cavaliers, double overtime, led by your man, Colin Sexton. Scored 42 points in a Cavaliers win in double overtime, 147-135. Boy, did you miss a good one.
You know what pisses me off? I have YouTube TV, and I thought for sure by the start of the regular season they'd get it fixed with their beef with Fox Sports Ohio, and so I couldn't watch it, and I forgot it was completely on as I was watching Hanks and Bruce Springsteen and John Legend and everybody last night.
I tweeted out last night. You remember the end of Major League or during the middle of Major League where, do you know us? We're a Major League Baseball. That's the Cavaliers, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know us?
And, dude, they beat Kyrie. Number one, he actually played. Number two, did they honor him or something during the game or whatever last night?
They had a real nice video montage, the shot and everything else. And it was nice, man. And he was really cool. He waved. He took a bow to the crowd. He pointed at one of his fingers, and I think it was his ring finger. He couldn't be that dumb, could he? He wasn't flipping people off, you think?
I'm sure there were some fans there that gave him another finger.
Kyrie, welcome back. That. You're number one. No, you are. Thanks.
No, you are. But how about that? And Colin Sexton, dude, outscored Kyrie Irving 42-37. Real quick, shout out to my guy Rich Harland if he's listening. All right, he's been a Colin Sexton supporter since day one. I have not. I might. I emphasize. I might be starting to turn the corner a little bit on Colin Sexton after he outscored Kyrie 42-37.
He's a good ball player, Kenny. And he also had a block on Kevin Durant. LeBron can't even do that. I'm taking it with a grain of salt. It's one game.
Right.
But the Cavaliers are .500 now at 7-7, and a lot of people didn't pick them to win maybe 23, 24 games. The difference here is the fact that it's a nice, young nucleus. And when they made that deal for Jarrett Allen, I got two things that happened. Made the Cavaliers a lot better as we continue to rebuild for the future. And it made the Brooklyn Nets, they have no bench, Kenny. They have no defense. When Kevin Durant, Kyrie, and Harden weren't on the floor, they were outscored by the Cavs by like 15 points.
Really?
When they were on the floor, I think they were like -3 or something. So they're not going to be able to carry that team the whole way through. And especially now as they get to know each other, they're going to have to figure out how to manage the time and everything else. And sure, they're going to play again Friday night. They'll probably bury us by 30. But this feels really good today. Did you hear Jay Mike?
We're going to have him on later in the show. No, I haven't heard the call yet. Brian, do we have that
Cavs
call
need a
from
three.
Last night?
Sexton works on Irving, trying to get loose. He'll fire. He knocks it down. Colin Sexton, with 1 second remaining in overtime, has tied this game at 127.
Hey, refs, Colin, I don't think you can stop him. He's too hot now.
J. Mike hasn't been that excited since his wife made him get up on that ladder and clean out the gutters. That's the truth. We'll ask him later on, too. So we've got both. We've got that's the television call, and we've got the radio call from your man, Tim Tootsie Alcorn.
Bounces it into Sexton. Sexton, left side, contested three. Good! Good! Sexton hit it! Sexton hit the three! 1.2 to go! He hit it! Set out front to Sexton. Long three. Good! Colin Sexton! Said, well, I'm hitting them from the three ball land. Sexton out front against Green. Sexton steps back. Three. There's another one! Colin Sexton an absolutely incredible display of long-range shooting.
Come on. I got to tell you something, Timmy. Timmy wasn't that excited when he saw Hamilton on Broadway.
Dude, Sexton scored the last 20 Cavalier points. That hasn't happened since LeBron went 25 straight in that double overtime win at the Palace of Auburn Hills against the Pistons.
It was like watching a video game, Kenny. I was watching it, and in the first overtime, the Cavaliers fell behind like by five. I thought, oh, that's over with. How are you going to stop Kevin Durant? Even LeBron James, the best player in the world, can't stop Kevin Durant. But when these big three teams get together, history shows that their first game anyway, usually they don't know what they're doing yet and who's going to take what shot. Harden didn't even take a shot in the first 10 minutes or something like that. But what about James Harden? He wanted traded so bad that he was willing to lose 40 pounds to come to Brooklyn. Have you seen him?
He just slimmed down. Dude, I told you yesterday, he's on the Slim Fast diet. That's all he's eating or drinking.
I mean, he's like a total different person.
Yeah, he lost a complete person. Like, he was two people.
That's what I'm going to do.
And he lost an entire body.
Maybe that's what happened.
He's a half a person now.
He wanted traded so bad from Houston, he went on a hunger strike. I get nothing for that.
Sticks is not around for that.
Or he didn't like smoke
either or. Yeah, there we
go.
Yeah.
Double whammy.
All right. So, Colin Sexton scores 42 points. 20 straight, the last 20 to close it out for the Cavaliers. Hits the three to send it to overtime. Jetty Osman, another one of my favorite Cavaliers. My two least favorite Cavaliers combined for 67 points last night as Jetty Osman dropped 25 to go along with Collins' 42.
I got news for you. Colin Sexton is not afraid to take a shot. But I also found this out during the game, too. They kept going. Every time he would like hit a three or something, they would take a shot of the bench. And I've got to think that there is nothing wrong, or he's healed by now. Well, actually, both of them. There's nothing wrong with Darius Garland or Kevin Love because he was carrying him on his back. Those two were jumping around like it was New Year's Eve when people could still go to Times Square.
Really?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Well, Garland, they said, should be back by Friday, but no new info on Kevin Love. And hey, if you're Kevin Love, what are you thinking right now? Seriously, this team's 7-7. They just overhauled the roster.
What am I thinking? A
power forward, a center. What are you thinking if you're Kevin Love?
Dude's on vacation. What does he care? He's making $30 million.
Ah, that's true. Right? He doesn't have to do anything.
He's got the best seat in the house. He's jumping around like it's Christmas morning. I mean, what is it? No, I mean, obviously he wants to play. You want to think, you want to remember them as a competitor. But they want to handle it with kid gloves because moving forward, they don't want him to get even hurt worse than he already is. And I understand that. But do you really need him? The problem is you can't move him. And since you're talking about that, Jared Allen, we talked about they don't have a bench in Brooklyn any longer because they made the move. In my opinion, it might be a bad move, might come back to bite them. And the you-know-what, Jared Allen gave them some length coming off the bench. He was a good defender. He was a rim protector, and now he's ours. So the question is, what do you do with Andre Drummond?
Right, yeah. Well, here's two options for the Cavaliers. They just let him walk at the end of the year, and you save $29 million off the cap, okay? Which then opens up money to spend elsewhere. Or you try and get something for him, but do you want to tie up contracts for multiple years in order to just trade him? So that's what Kobe Altman and the Cavaliers are debating right now. I don't think they'll trade him unless they get the perfect package for him. Same with Kevin Love. Now, Kevin Love, I would like to move him more so than Andre Drummond because you're forced, what do you got, 2 years left on his contract at $60 million total or whatever it is? So if I can get rid of K-Love, then I'm doing it. But I'm not giving Andre Drummond away in a trade where I've got to eat more salary for multiple years after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's the way I'm looking at that.
I have a new favorite Cavalier right now.
Who's that? Who do you like?
Damian Dotson. Never heard of him before.
Who?
Damian Dotson, 24 minutes, 15 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist, which puts him only 2 assists behind our bet, and we pushed.
Kyrie Irving, you said over-under was 3. I took the over. You took the under for a beer. Guess what I'm going to do?
What?
The fact that Kyrie couldn't assist on 4 baskets in a regulation plus two overtime games, you win. He only had three assists playing a regulation game with two overtimes, so I owe you a beer on that one.
That's almost like five complete quarters, and he had three assists.
Yes. Colin Sexton scored 42 and had five assists. Kyrie, 37 and three assists. So you win. I owe you a beer on that.
Right.
I'll accept the loss on that one. That's my bad.
Okay.
But, I mean, 7-7, and again, it's one game.
It's a
but
fun
hey,
game.
And one of the few arenas that actually has more than 10 fans. So whoever was there last night got to see an exciting – think about it. 147-135. That's a fun game to watch.
That's the most fun we've been able to watch in the NBA for our team since LeBron James left.
Yeah.
What else is there? You know, I remember years ago when I worked at Esmer Beverage, and we had a loge there. It was a Miller Lite loge.
Right.
And the Cavaliers stunk. So you're probably talking about the early 2000s.
Okay.
And my boss came up to me, Gary Esmer. Hi, Gary, if you're out there listening. He says, hey, man, I've got the loge for the opener. I'll never forget it. They're playing the Knicks. I'm like, yeah, I don't care. He goes, no, if you want the loge, just go up. I said, no, I'm good. He goes, it's the loge. You can go up there, take a client, do whatever. Take your girl, take whatever. Take Kevin if you want to. Do you want the loge? Nobody else said, well, you know, when they're offering it to me, Kenny, nobody else wanted it either.
Wanted it, right.
But it's the loge. And if anybody's ever been to the loge, back then it was still the queue, you know what it comes with. A lot of food, free beverage. But I'm looking at it this way. Cavaliers stunk. I'm going to take at least 1 hour to drive there. Who knows how long it's going to take you to find a parking spot and all that other crap that entails going to the game. Go up there. There's no fans there, so it's not going to be any fun. Sure, you get a lot of free food, but then you got to sit there through the game and then drive back. Do you really want to give up all that time to see a terrible product?
Right.
Well, now, we talked about yesterday when they inaugurated the new president. Hope springs eternal. It's the old saying when we used to talk about Indians baseball.
Right.
But this is the hope of a young basketball team. And maybe, you know, at 7-7, it's not that far out of the question. If they keep this up, they're going to be fighting for the eighth, maybe even, dare I say, seventh spot.
Yeah, playoff spot. Absolutely. John Bozica just texted me. Said, I tweeted this out earlier. Cavs threw 14 games the last 4 years. 7-7 this year, 4-10 last year, 2-12 the year before that. But LeBron's last year, they were 7-7 his last year in Cleveland. So, I mean, they're playing better than I expected them to. They made moves I did not expect them to make. So I give Kobe Altman, J.B. Bickerstaff, and this organization credit. They're doing some trying some things to get back on track, to become relevant again.
You want to know why? You want to know why this one crept up on us? And you got Allen and you got Prince in this deal.
You got Prince in the deal.
Because
you gotta sing at halftime.
LeBron James was here and you knew the rest of the lineup wasn't good. You were aware of who played out throughout the rest of the league. Now the team is so bad and you've got so many young guys on this team, you're not aware of who plays in Indiana. You don't know who plays for these other teams. Even Brooklyn. All you knew was that they made a big deal to bring in Harden.
Yeah.
I had seen Jared Allen play before. I didn't realize that this was the dude with the big afro that nobody could shoot over. This guy's going to be a nice center for years to come if they can sign him. And I think they will in the offseason to a long-term deal. And you're looking at maybe, possibly, a nice young lineup.
Yeah, and TP had, 17 points, Torian Prince, in his debut
last
night. I saw him last night.
Prince.
He pulled up in his little red Corvette.
Looking like a 1999.
No.
What if he scored in back-to-back games 19 points?
Yeah, there you go, 19, yeah. How many points he got on the year? He got 99 points.
2-3-1.
Yeah, 2-3-1.
What did he say? What
AC,
did AC
was
say?
Back last night.
He was back.
He was back calling games. And, again, John Michael today coming up. Oh, I hit a button. I apologize. Oh. That's on my computer. John Michael coming up today at 5 o'clock to talk about not only last night's exciting win, but just this team and what's been going on with it and everything
that.
So we'll talk with John Michael.
Look at that. We spent 14 minutes talking about Cavalier basketball. We haven't done that since LeBron James left. But there's other big news today.
Yeah. No, Siri, will you just shut up, please? She keeps interrupting me. My goodness
gracious,
Siri.
They're listening. They're always listening.
Yeah, will you just shut up?
Thank you.
There it is.
shut your yapper. But, yeah, good for the Cavaliers, man. They're relevant again because they made a trade. They beat Kai. Think about this. Here's the – remember when LeBron came back the first time when he was with Miami and their big three? They blew out the Cavaliers.
Yeah.
Won by like 30 points, I think, that night. Kyrie, again, the level of Kyrie's greatness does not equal that of LeBron's greatness, okay? And so this is why Kyrie knows now that he didn't know before when he forced his way out of Cleveland, he needs two other guys around
Kyrie
him if he's going to win a championship.
Kyrie doesn't care, Kenny. He missed seven games. He doesn't care. He doesn't care about his teammates. He doesn't care about his fans. He doesn't care about winning another ring. He walked away from the game for 7 days. So let's move on right now, and let's talk about the other big story from Cleveland. Cleveland sports today, you have something else to celebrate.
There's a gleam. Give it to me, Brian. If you got it, give it to me, because it hasn't happened since this guy was the head coach back in 1986.
There's a gleam, man. There's a gleam.
It's a gleam.
Let's get the gleam, all right? Let's go.
That's the last
Remember,
time.
Wasn't there a toothpaste called Gleam?
I think there was
a toothpaste called Gleam. Marty Schottenheimer, 1986, prior to today, the last Browns coach to be named Coach of the Year in the NFL. Congratulations to Kevin Stefanski. How about that? First year on the job, no spring training or training camp or whatever the hell you call it, right? No preseason games. And 11-5, makes the playoffs, wins a playoff game, and honored by the Pro Football Writers of America today as the best coach in the NFL for 2020. Congratulations, Coach Stefanski.
You know what's more important than that?
What?
As Browns fans today, and today's date is January 21st, not only is Kevin Stefanski Coach of the Year, we don't need a coach, Browns fans. How's that make you feel? You know what? That makes me feel so happy. Kevin Love is jumping up and down again somewhere.
There you go. Yeah, the Eagles hired Nick Sirianni today. Who else is? The Lions are going to hire Dan Quinn.
No, not Dan Quinn. Dan Campbell.
Who is it? Dan Campbell. I get my Dan's mixed up.
Dan Quinn is the guy that got fired from the Atlanta Falcons. He's going to be a coordinator, I believe. They were talking about maybe a Dallas.
Okay, all right. But two other teams have hired head coaches today, and normally that's the Browns in that conversation. Instead, their head coach was named Coach of the Year today. Times are a-changing in the organization known as the Cleveland Browns. Pro Bowl players, all pro players, the playoffs, Coach of the Year. This team is trending in the right direction with their leadership in the front office as well as with their head coach.
And so they should. With all the money that they saved under the Sashi Brown administration, you were looking at spending money in free agency and locking these guys up for long-term contracts. They're going to have some decisions to make in the offseason.
Yeah, that's
fine. And we're going to see how much they can spend and how much they can keep.
How nice is it, though, that we're talking about decisions about players to keep or get rid of to make you better, as opposed to talking about the first overall pick in the draft or who your next head coach is going to be, right?
Now it gets tricky, because before you were playing with house money, and now they're playing with their own money, and it's going to be very interesting to see how they manage this. And that's why Andrew Berry gets paid the big bucks.
Yes, and you know who else makes big bucks? Dan Shonka from the Arlad Scouting Service. And so mark it down. The latest we've talked to Dan Shonka since I've been in Canton is January 21st of 2020 about the draft. He will join us, NFL draft guru Dan Shonka, today. Think about that.
Think about it.
January 21st that we're first talking to
Dan. Dude, I can remember when we'd go up to training camp and we were talking about him in the preseason. Who are we going to draft? We stink.
You can't fire me, I quit.
That's right.
Yeah, same thing, yeah. But, yeah, Dan's going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour because the Browns are picking 26th, in the draft.
This just popped into my head. Think about how far the Browns have come since they signed your man, Brock Osweiler, at quarterback.
Brock Osweiler.
Remember how bad that was?
We'll trade for him as long as you give us a draft pick. Okay, we'll take that $20 million contract or whatever the hell that was. Yeah. I know. Hey, they've really turned it around.
Trivia question for you. I guess it's really a trivia. It's a either or. We can send this one out to the callers if they want to call in. 330-450-1480. Who is a bigger bust, Brock Osweiler or Edwin Encarnacion? They both were about 20 million. Yeah, I think they were both about 20 million.
Yeah, yeah. The all-bust team in Cleveland sports history. They're both on it. That's for
doggone
sure.
It's like the NBA, though. You got to compare how much you're getting paid. So you can't take anybody else that was a bust. You can't take the number one draft pick. What was his name? Bennett? Who was the number one?
Anthony Bennett.
Anthony Bennett. You can't put him into the equation. It's got to be somebody. It's just like the NBA at trade deadline. In order to trade somebody, you've got to trade up for the exact same amount of money. So if you want to make that deal, who's a bigger bust? They were both worth $20 million. Brock Osweiler, the one-hit wonder when he left Denver at quarterback, or Edwin Encarnacion. Now, he was pretty decent during the regular season. So let's only consider the postseason Edwin Encarnacion.
Well, that's unfair then because Brock Osweiler didn't get to play in the postseason.
We'll include his regular season versus Edwin Encarnacion's postseason.
Double E. Double E was a bust, yeah.
One, two, three strikes, you're out. Sit down.
Give me that call again on Colin Sexton's shot from John Michael, Brian Novak. Let me hear that one more time.
Sexton works on Irving, trying to get loose. He'll fire. He knocks it down. Colin Sexton, with 1 second remaining in overtime, has tied this game at 127.
He hasn't been that excited since he was calling hockey down in Columbus.
How about this? He hit the a little late there. He hit the shot over Kyrie. Shot, surprise, surprise, right? No defense, Kyrie. And like you said, they got no bench in there. So let's open up. Did you watch last night, okay, the Cavaliers? Are you starting to maybe, just maybe, get a little excited about the Cavaliers and what they're doing, okay? Or are you still hung up on your Cleveland Browns and their coach of the year, Kevin Stefanski? 330-450-1480. That's the number to join us here on the Kenny and JT Show. We'll take your calls right after this.
Cavaliers on the road.
The Roadman and JT on 1480 WHBC.